I'm visiting with LaDon Montagy here at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in San Antonio, and I know you are affiliated with Georgetown University, but LaDon, if you would, first tell us what you do.
Sure. I am the executive director of the Global Social Enterprise Initiative, and with the initiative, what we do is build partnerships with companies, with nonprofits, and also with government to be able to address major social issues, but do it in a way where we're leveraging core operations, the marketplace, and public-private partnerships to address these challenges.
Well, we heard a question in a press conference today about something I guess we refer to as the Rural Entrepreneur or Enterprise Initiative. I'm going to let you tell me about that.
Sure. We are announcing a new partnership with the American Farm Bureau Federation, about which we're very thrilled. It is the Rural Entrepreneurship Initiative. It is under the umbrella of a larger collaboration we will be undertaking over several years with the Farm Bureau to help strengthen rural America. And the purpose of the Rural Entrepreneurship Initiative is really to help mine and provide resources to anyone who has an idea for a new business or who has an entrepreneurial spirit, and to be able to help strengthen the economic security of rural America. Farmers are considered the original entrepreneurs. We hear this over and over, and we believe that that's the case. But oftentimes, there are two components to this. One, farmers have ideas beyond what's in the farm gate, and we want to be able to help provide the tools and resources necessary to bring those ideas to the market. Second, there are a lot of people in rural America who aren't necessarily farmers, and the opportunity to build out economic security and financial opportunity for those individuals needs these kinds of resources, and we want to help to put those out there.
Well, here at the convention, our U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, got asked about this. I'm glad you were able to help him understand that better, too, afterwards. But would there be, within this initiative, opportunities you see to work with USDA as well?
Absolutely. We've already had a meeting with the Secretary's office, together with the Farm Bureau, with Bob Stallman, and with Juliana Potts from the Farm Bureau leading this endeavor. We are going to be collaborating in a number of ways with USDA, one of which is to do research in rural America to really understand better what some of the resource needs are of people who want to pursue further entrepreneurial endeavors. We're going to be working with them also on the investment side that Secretary Vilsack mentioned, being able to draw greater attention to investment banks and venture capitalists and venture philanthropy and others to see what the opportunities are to make those dollar investments beyond the farm gate as well as within the farm gate in rural America. And so these are just a couple of the ways. Together with Farm Bureau and hopefully with USDA, we will be convening also a summit on rural entrepreneurship, hopefully later this year. And so we do have interest from USDA to collaborate with us in that. What it will exactly look like, it's still to be fleshed out.
So what kind of ideas do you perhaps have at this point for somebody, whether they're a farmer or not, out in rural America who maybe has some great idea but just doesn't have the capital to get it off the ground? I mean, how would this kind of initiative help somebody? What kind of process might there be?
There are several prongs to what we're doing. One of the reasons we're here, beyond the announcement, together with my colleague Jeff Reed, who runs the Entrepreneurship Initiative at Georgetown, we're conducting interviews of Farm Bureau members to really understand what are some of their ideas? What are some of their needs? And some of the trends we're hearing, we're going to use to inform the tools and resources we'll provide. So we are hearing things like increasing awareness about farming and agriculture on farms through agritourism. And there are people who are doing it on a smaller scale, but they'd like an opportunity to create that into a larger business endeavor that supplements the farm income. When they do things like that, it then also has a ripple effect out to the community to then be able to dovetail and build additional businesses layered on top of it. We've heard from another person who actually is a young farmer, but she's making investments in real estate, condo purchases and otherwise, but then wants to build that out. Another mother mentioned that she and her husband and two other families who've been in farming and have some farm agribusiness together now have a requirement of their children that they want them to come back into the family business. However, they must graduate from college, work for 2 years outside of the farm, and come back with a business idea of their own. So with that, we're going to, you know, try and understand some of the needs that they have goes beyond investment capital. It goes to marketing needs and understanding marketing, how to actually create a business plan, how to manage your books. And depending upon the type of business, some of those things need a little different kind of support. So we'll be providing workshops together with the Farm Bureau. We'll be doing them in person. We'll be providing webinars online as well to supplement the workshops. We will be creating a community of peers online so that there can be peer-to-peer learning and exchange. We'll be also providing mentors, business mentors, to help these entrepreneurs, younger and older, to be able to cultivate their ideas. And we'll also be launching a Rural Innovation Challenge, which we hope will be at next year's convention, where there will be a competition that'll be a business competition, a business pitch competition. So we're going to really tap into what we've really seen as a true spirit of competition and co-opetition here in the industry.
No reason not to have a little fun when you're doing this, too.
Absolutely not. And when we talk about the competition, it seems like people's faces light up because there's this friendly spirit of competition in here.
Yeah, well, we've got it going on right now with our young farmers and ranchers. That's a committee, and they have this annual competition. Pretty big awards for the winner. So it is friendly, but they certainly are not here to lose, you know. So... anything else about kind of where you're at right now or that we didn't touch on here that folks might want or need to know at this point?
We're really at the beginning stages right now of this initiative. It's just been announced, but throughout this year, we're going to be doing a number of activities, and we're going to be doing it with the Farm Bureau. So you'll be hearing about all the different components, including the webinars, including some of the workshops that we will be doing and launching this year in the next quarter or two, that will be resources already that will be getting off the ground. And then from there, you'll be hearing probably in the second half of the year about the competition as well.
Well, let's stay in touch. We'll make sure our audience knows it, which, you know, that's what we target is rural America. Through agwired.com in particular. Thank you very much, Layden, for visiting with me here at this Farm Bureau convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.